Hello everyone, this is my podcast, and the first thing we're going to do is talk about the facts of the paper, and how, and like, when it was made. And then after that, I'm going to go on the history. Yeah. So, fact number one. To start with, around 100 BC, the Chinese invented paper from hemp. They later began to use tree bark, bamboo, and other plant fibers to create paper. 2. We derived the English word paper from the Egyptian word papyrus. 3. Americans use more than 90 million short tons of paper and paperboard every year. Furthermore, over 2 billion books, 350 million magazines, and 24 billion newspapers are published each year in the U.S. alone. 5. Johannes Gutenberg printed the first Bible on parchment, that is, sheepskin. In fact, he used the skin of stranded sheep to end up with the final product. Man, that is a lot of sheep, you know? 6. Today, paper seems so commonplace that we often take it for granted. But during the American Revolution, it was so hard to find that soldiers ripped pages from books and used them as wadding for their rifles. Wadding, disc of material used in guns. 7. One pine tree can produce about 80,500 sheets of paper. 8. Couples are traditionally given paper gifts to celebrate their first year of the wedding anniversary. 9. Actually, our paper money isn't really paper at all. Instead, U.S. paper currency is composed of 75% cotton and 25% linen. 10. Lastly, American businesses use enough paper every day to circle the globe 20 times. So, how did we do? Were you surprised by some of these facts? Let us know in the comments below. But we don't need to do that. Now, the history of it. So, the history of paper dates back almost 2,000 years to when inventors in China first crafted cloth sheets to record their drawings and writings before then. Before then, people communicated pictures and symbols etched on stone, bones, cave walls, or clay tablets. Paper as we know it today was first made in Liyang, China, by Tsai Lun, a Chinese court official. In all likelihood, Tsai mixed up mulberry bark, hemp, and rags with water, mashed it into a pulp, pressed out the liquid, and hung the thin mat to dry in the sun. During the 8th century, Muslims learned the Chinese secret of papermaking when they captured a Chinese paper mill. Later, when the Muslims invaded Europe, they brought the secret with them. The first paper mill was built in Spain, and soon paper was being made at mills all across Europe. Over the next 800 years, paper was used for printing important books, Bibles, and legal documents. England began making large supplies of paper in the late 15th century and supplied the colonies with paper for many years. Finally, in 1690, the first U.S. paper mill was built in Pennsylvania. At first, American paper mills used the Chinese method of shredding old rags and clothes into individual fibers to make paper. As the demand of paper grew, the mills changed to use fiber from trees because wood was less expensive and more abundant than cloth. Today, paper is made from trees, mostly grown on working forests, and from recovered paper. Recycling has always been a part of paper making, When you recycle your used paper, paper mills will use it to make new newspapers, notebook paper, paper grocery bags, corrugated boxes, envelopes, magazines, cartons, and other paper products. Besides using recovered paper and trees to make paper, paper mills may also use wood chips and sawdust left over from lumber operations to make houses, furniture, and other things. Today, more than 36% of the fiber used to make new paper products in the United States come from recycled sources. So this is the end of my podcast, guys. Hope you guys liked it. Bye.